When looking at the Georgetown Cenotaph's honored position in Remembrance Park, one can easily be tricked into thinking this was always its permanent home. But a cursory glance into its history reveals a compelling story. The Georgetown Cenotaph has had many lives in more than one location. It started out at the corner where Guelph and Main Streets meet. No less a figure than General Arthur Curry, the mastermind of the Battle of Vimy Ridge, was on hand to unveil the memorial in 1924. Curry struck a balance between honoring the dead and abhorring war itself in his remarks at the inauguration. "War is a delusion and a lie, for victory with the sword does not bring peace," he told the gathered crowd in 1924. "Their names are written into the Book of Death, but their spirits will live in on, woven into the history of their country, for which they gave their lives." There it remained until the 1960s. Mark Rowe, an archivist at the Esquissing Historical Society, says the location was chosen due to its high foot and car traffic. "That was probably part of the thinking, placing it right there into the downtown, where all the visitors to the town would drive through," he said. However, car ownership rose meteorically by the 60s and the memorial's location at a highway intersection became unsuitable. "It meant that was an extremely busy corner and certainly not a place for reflection," Rowe added. The decision was made by the town of Georgetown to move the cenotaph. A town-owned patch of land was chosen for its new home. This parcel went on to become Remembrance Park. But the move did not go according to plan, as the land was marshy. The truck, with the added weight of the memorial, got stuck in the muck. This forced the movers to install it right where their wheels sank in a rather awkward position. Its place of honor at that time was in the grass a few meters east of its current location, facing parallel to Charles Street. Brian, Ray, Clark, 2nd Vice President of the Royal Canadian Legion's Branch 120, moved to Canada from the United Kingdom in the 70s. He remembers being very confused by such an odd positioning at his first Canadian Remembrance Day. "I questioned the members as to why it was in that position, because it was so close to the fence line and it was in an obtuse position to the park itself," Clark said. When he was told the story of the truck getting bogged down in the marsh, he just laughed because he couldn't believe it. "It was just so funny to hear they had gone so far and then they were stuck," Clark said. The cenotaph found its final place in the year 2000. The Dutch Canadian Remembrance Committee, DCRC, as well as many others who helped them, refurbished the memorial and moved it to its final location. Walkways, water features, flagpoles, paving, a shade pavilion and many other flourishes were added to the final design of Remembrance Park at a cost of $270,000. Chairman of the DCRC Martin Boomsma, who died last month, was delighted with the work done on the project. "It turned out beyond our expectations," he told the Independent and Free Press at the time. "I never imagined the park would look this nice."